Okay, so let's continue the Gemara. So the Gemara says what? What are we up to over here? Right. So the original case was what? The original case was you needed to close off 5 amos. So you move away 2 amos and you make a pass of 3. And now you'll have omen merubah laparetz closing off the 5. And the other side is the original is the Pesach of 10. Right? So the Gemara says, why don't you do 1.5? A pass that's 1.5. A space that's 2, and another pass of 1.5. And then you'll have your 5 mishtei ruchos. Correct? So the Gemara says, what does that show you? What does that show you? That shows you that omim ruba laparts, mishtei ruchos, is not omid. Yeah, hang up, please. No, not you.
Let me up.
Shani hocha. Vishani hocha. The osi avir the haigis of avir the haigis of mavatale. Yeah. What does that mean? So that's what Rashi explains, right? Liola me moloch ba'alma. Ilo have a koyom et zeh. Ben shneir pirtsim. It's darfim. Om the mavatal parts of yechidi. Aval hocha. Osi avir the haigis of. Which is the Haigisa? The Beza Amos. The Avir of the 2 Amos, in the middle. The Avir of the Pesach HaGadol. And then the Avir of the 10. Umavatli lei lepas amo mechza shebeinayim. Right? It's a problem. The problem is what? What's the nature of this problem? Bittul. But what's the nature of this problem, really? What causes this problem? It's an order of operation problem. Right? We have to try to figure this out, though. What was the hav mean in this Gemara? I mean, we already know Asi Avir Dhaigis Dhaigis Mvatalei. That was the original thing. So why did the Gemara think that you wouldn't have Avir Dhaigis Dhaigis in this case? What is the hav mean over here? It's difficult. Right? This answer seems obvious. That, of course, it's not going to work here. Because the pass of Amma and the Amma and a half pass is surrounded by Avir that's greater than it on both sides, right? That's the Gemara's answer. But so the Gemara originally thought it would be a good proof for the case of Shtei Ruchos. The Gemara thought originally, a lot of this thinking you have to think it through in your mind a couple times, right? Because the proofs are what would have been or what should have been. So the Gemara is saying that, right, the Gemara's original point was, I'll prove to you that since, this is an important point in logic, by the way, I'll prove to you that since this is not a good mechitza of 5, it must be that what? That there's no omei merubah mishtei ruchos of. Right? In other words, that was the cause, that was the Gemara's havamina, that was the cause of the lack of mechitza. So now, logically, if I can show you another cause, you don't have a proof anymore. Right? So the Gemara says, no, that's not the cause. Really, mishtei ruchos would be good. The problem over here is that I've undermined one of the sides before I can apply my analysis. Right? But for some reason, the Gemara thought you could apply the analysis right away. And just say shtei ruchos. How do you say shtei ruchos? I mean, it's not in the middle of it's not in the middle of 2 walls. I mean, you got a giant gap on one side and a gap of 2 on the other side. Why would you ignore this whole principle of you're the haigisa, the haigisa? Now, as it would seem that the Gemara's havamin was, if you hold omim rubal aparis mishtei ruchos is good, then that means all you have is a makom that is affected by mechitzos, a makom that's not affected by mechitzos. Right? That's all you really have. Those are the choices. Makom that is affected by mechitzos, a makom that's not affected by mechitzos. Open space and bounded space. Okay? And to create the shem mechitza, you have to have that most of the space is bounded. But there's no idea of the shame parts being suppressed. Like, right, that'll be all merubah laparts, mishtei ruchos is no good. That would be treating the parts more like a positive. Right? Omim ruo parsh mishtei ruchos. Mishtei ruchos is not really treating the parts like a positive. It's saying you simply have to have the quality of mechitzos in most of it. You either have it or you don't have it. There's no counter force that you're going against. Right, Sammy? No battle. There's no battle. So in that sense, the Gemara assumed that since the mechitzos are the positive and the parutz is simply a lack of mechitza, you would analyze initially based on mechitzos. That would be the initial analysis. Since the mechitzos are the only positive entity, then you would analyze the situation first in terms of mechitza. Because it's the only positive. And once you would do that first, you would say which area now is qualified by these two mechitzos. That would be the initial question. But the Gemara is saying, no, even if you hold Mishtei Ruchos is good, even though Mishtei Ruchos is good, you still first have to have the Chechza of Mechitza. And Asiya Vir Dehagisa Dehagisa, just because Mechitza is the only positive doesn't mean that it's I have to think about this. But that seems to be the question. That if you're going to learn Mishtei Ruchos is good, so then you're saying Mechitza is really the only entity. So you might say, therefore, analyze it in terms of the entities first. The Gemara is saying, no, even though Mechitza is the only entity, but it's not an innate entity, it's still subject to Bittul. If you would look at the first thing you have to do is define Mechitzos. That requires Avir Dehagisa Dehagisa. Once you have Mechitzos, then you look at the areas that are affected by them. But just because Mishtei Ruchos is a din of Mechitzos and an absence doesn't mean that the Shem Mechitzos exist initially. First you have to say where are the Mechitzos that we're talking about. That requires a question of Avir Dehagisa Dehagisa. You understand? Yeah.
So,
right? In other words, they would agree that if you would start with mechitzos, it would definitely be good. Also, you have viewer dehaigisa doesn't have any effect once you have mechitzos. If I have a shame mechitza like 1.5 and 1.5 with 3 in between, then that area between the 1.5 is affected berov by the shame of these mechitzos. There's no question about that. And that's what the Gemara originally assumed, that since Omim Ruba Mishtei Ruchos, the whole heart of it is that there's only a shame mechitza and an absence, and we just need it to be qualified. We need to qualify the whole area by rov. So once I have two mechitzas on either side, it's automatically qualified. There's nothing to talk about. But the Gemara's answer is no. It's true, once you have the mechitza on both sides, you'll have Omim Mishtei Ruchos. But the existence of this mechitza, the existence of this 1.5 as a shame mechitza in its own right, first has to be established first. And Avir Dehaigisa Dehaigisa would be Mevatel that. It would just be considered a part of a bigger opening, and it would be Batel. You don't have a right to establish it on its own. You don't have a right to establish it first as a shame mechitza. The problem of Osi Avir Dehaigisa Dehaigisa is it undermines your ability to get started. Mishtei Ruchos is good if I can say I have mechitza here and mechitza here, and this area, I can look at it and say this area is affected. But Avir Dehaigisa Dehaigisa basically undermines that. It prevents you from the shame mechitza emerging in the pas of 1.5.
So
the Havamina was that since it works through only one positive shame, the shame mechitza is not subject to a bittel.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? You just look at it. You're saying, no, the shame mechitza is subject to a bittel, and you can't get started. Yeah. I don't know exactly what the... I'm just... I'm not... I'm not, you know, yeah. Because if you hold Mishtei Ruchos is no good, then you really are dealing with the parts like a thing. And then it would be obvious. Then Bittul applies. There would certainly be Bittul. But when you're saying Mishtei Ruchos, you're saying it's really the parts is really a neutral. So the Gemara assumed you could start with the Omid. Okay, let's go on. So now the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says like this. Why don't you do this? Why don't you make an Amma, make a pass of one Amma, then take a space of an Amma. Okay, so you got two Ammas now. Make another pass of an Amma, three Ammas. Space another Amma, four Ammas, and make another pass of an Amma. Five Ammas. Right? In other words, now what do you have? Now you're going to have three Omeid and two parts by having it alternating, staggered. One and one. Right? Staggered. Right? So you have one Omeid, space. Second Omeid, space. Third Omeid. So it'll be five. And there'll only be one space in between each. Why does the Gemara say that? Why is the Gemara choose a case like that? What are they trying to prevent? They're trying to prevent the problem of Asi Avir the High Gisa, the High Gisa. Right? They're not going to fall into the same trap that they just had. So the Gemara over here is saying that Avir the High Gisa only works when it's greater on both sides. Right? So you're not going to have the problem of Avir the High Gisa. So why don't you do that? Right? Now the Gemara draws a strange deduction. Says, what does this prove? A little bit confusing. What does this prove? It proves Omeid Kiparetz is Aser. Where does Omeid Kiparetz come from now? Why does it do with Omeid Kiparetz? Can somebody please explain to me what does this do with Omeid Kiparetz? Is this Omeid Kiparetz? How many Omeid are there? How many parts is there? So what does it do with Omeid Kiparetz?
On each side.
That sounds like what? That sounds like the other problem. Doesn't that sound like the other problem?
A severe?
No, we don't have severe problems. What do you mean from each side? Yeah, that sounds like the other problem, doesn't it? You know. Mishtei Ruchos.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Mishtei Ruchos problem. That sounds like an Omid Ruvim and Apart problem.
Three Possum?
Three Possum, of course. Right? You have three Possum. And two parts. So which is greater? Omid. So why is he going to say, oh, you see, Omid Kiparetz is also. So you're going to have to say it means what? Each Omid and each parts. But that's Mishtei Ruchos. That goes back to Mishtei Ruchos. Right? That's what's confusing over here. So that's what the Ritva tries to elucidate. Anybody have a chance to see the Ritva? Yes, it rashes. Lefikach, what? Kol amas parots oseres omeid she'etzla. Yeah, this sounds just like Shtei Ruchos. Each am of parots means they're not going to join up. They're not going to join up. So Rashi's it's like Shtei Ruchos again. Like omeid, now you see from this Gemara, it seems they're saying Shtei Ruchos and omeid kaparots, atali zebzeh. So let's see the Ritva. The Ritva, because yeah, if you would be mitzaref all of the omeid, you'd have more than the parts. You'd have three. Hello?
Yeah.
One plus one plus one equals a sum.
Does not equal one plus one.
Of three. Isn't that the Shtei Ruchos argument? What?
When you look at everything,
you look at the
tzeruf. The affected space.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, like the positive space
spot. And how much space is affected? Three. Out of five.
Why isn't the whole, if you look at each break, is it different?
That's Shtei Ruchos. No? Am I crazy here?
You're doing like shallow shit, like you're hitting all the positives.
Of course, there's no difference. It's just a question of tziruf. That's why Rashi is very, the first Rashi, he says it's a question of Ali de tziruf. It doesn't have to do with two sides. It's just a question of tziruf. whatever. It's true the case is Beis Ruchos, but...
Why don't you say the same thing as before, that you have 10 and the 1? And
someone please tell him why.
It's only when it's more.
It's only when you have Avir Dehai Gisa and Avir Dehai Gisa. Over here you only have Avir Dehai Gisa, not Avir Dehai Gisa. Right? You have to have more on both sides. That's always the first point I tried to explain. That's why the Gemara took a case of where it's even. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Right? Now, it's true, you have a big pirtza on the other side of the last pass, but it won't peel off that pass and devour it. Right? So you'll have mechitza, space. Mechitza, space. Mechitza. What do we have? Omra parts. So why does the Gemara say it's omra parts? So it's a little disconcerting. So let's take a look at the Rashi, the Ritva. Okay, so the Ritva says that what? That it must be. He holds this is no good because he holds omra parts is aser. Omid Kiparis is Usur, and certainly what? When the Omid is Merubah Laparis, Mishtei Ruchos, because that's worse. That's worse. So the Ritva is saying something very important here. Right? He's saying, Al Pi Svara, if you hold Omid Kiparis is Usur, right? You would definitely say, Omeid Merubah Ala Paretz Mishtei Ruchos is Aser. That's a phenomenal statement. According to the Ritva, it's interesting. According to the Ritva, the Gemara is really just constructing a case of Shtei Ruchos without the problem of Asi Avir Dehai Gisa. Right? But the deduction is from the case of Shtei Ruchos. Since there's a case of Shtei Ruchos and you don't have the problem of Asi Avir Dehai Gisa, now I've removed the foreign cause. Remember the logic we were talking about before? If there's another cause, you can't prove. So he said, I'm going to remove the cause of the psul from... I'm going to remove the cause of Asi Avir Dehai Gisa. And yet it's still is possible. It's an experiment. Scientific method. Right? We're going to control here for Avir Dehai Gisa Dehai Gisa. What's the matter? Twitching your thumb? So, and still it's puzzle. Right? And still it's puzzle. So why is it puzzle? Because Shtei Ruchos is no good. Shtei Ruchos is no good. But if Shtei Ruchos is no good, then that means he definitely holds Omic Paris is no good. Is that right? Am I reading this right? The other way around. Okay, so 1 second. So how does it go? Elavadei. The Koshke Gishomim Ruah Parts. Mishtei Ruchos. Yes, so how is it proving it then?
How's that a
Koshke? Yes, so how does he prove it then? The Afilu Omik Parts, Usur. The Koshke. Right, so it's the other way around. He's saying that what? But then how is it a proof? If it's a Koshke in backwards.
What is this a case of?
Hold on. This is a case of Shtei Ruchos. Isn't that what he says? Ve'ilu at amrit li da'omim ruvala parts m'shtei Ruchos is omeid kol hechad leikatayim atasi avirom avatale. So he said he's learning this is a case of Shtei Ruchos. Isn't that what he's learning?
But he's saying
that what? He's saying if you hold Shtei Ruchos, what's his logic? He's saying if you hold omeid kiparis is no good, then you certainly hold Shtei Ruchos is no good. Yeah, but maybe old Shtei Ruchos is no good. Yes, yeah, so what's the right? Something funny here. Right, so he's learning. He doesn't mean a kol shekein like it could be that it's not the other way. He means a kol shekein that it's just the same problem exaggerated. Right? No, he's saying omeid kiparetz is usher because every omeid has to be mevatel aparetz. Right? Every omeid has to be mevatel aparetz. So I say an omeid can't be mevatala parts. That's as big as it, right? Then certainly when there's a parts that's bigger than the omeids.
The sum of omeid is larger.
Yeah, but that but the svara of omeid kaparetz he's saying the svara of mishtei ruchos is only because you hold as an entity of parts they have to be mevatel. Otherwise, what's the problem? Right?
Aren't there just two separate problems that each one of them deals with?
He's saying it's the same problem. He's saying it's the same problem, but mishtei ruchos is just an exaggeration of the same problem. It's not a kol shekain that you can't reverse. Doesn't mean that logic. Doesn't mean you can hold mishtei ruchos is no good and paretz ka'omet is good. That's not the way he's learning. He means to say it's the same thing, just exaggerated. But if you don't hold from omet kaparetz at all, mishtei ruchos would not be an issue. Right, let's think it over. Right?
Why is it the same problem? If I have a side that's 50%.
Listen, it's very simple actually. It's much simpler than I realized. Let's say you hold omeid kaparetz is no good. Right? So what do you need? You need omeid merubala parts. That means in each section of omeid, he's learning that means each section of omeid has to be bigger than the parts that's within it. That's the way he's learning.
Yeah, why each section? Why can't you look
because he's saying that's the svara of omeid kaparetz not being good. What's the svara of omeid kaparetz not being good? That there's a chefza of pirtza that you have to destroy. And you can only do it with what? With something that's bigger than it. That's the logic of omeid kaparetz not being good. Right? Because if the paretz was just a non-entity, so then I would say, once I have 50-50, the area is qualified by the only entity that's extant, which is the mechitzos. But if I say 50-50 is no good, that's because I have to remove the shame of the paretz. And I can only remove the shame of the paretz with something that's greater than it. It requires a bittel. So he's saying, if it means to say I need something bigger than it on both sides, then it means say only a bigger chefza can be mevatel another chefza that's kenegdo. So as long as I make the one in between bigger, now I have a worse problem than omeid kaparetz. Omeid kaparetz was they were the omeid and the parts were equal, and even then the omeid couldn't be mevatel the parts. Certainly, if the space in between is bigger than either piece of omeid, certainly then neither omeid could be mevatel the parts. And you're going to say they're going to be mitzaref? You're going to say they're going to be mitzaref? That's the sum theory, where the parts is just a neutral, and you just have to qualify. You just have to determine which space is qualified by is it bounded or unbounded?
Oh, so it's not trying to reject that svara. It's not trying to reject the tziruf.
It is saying that tziruf and the omeid kaparetz are tully. If you hold tziruf, then you don't hold omeid kaparetz.
Right.
And if you hold no tziruf, then you hold omeid kaparetz is aser. If you hold no tziruf, he's saying, if you hold no tziruf, then you must hold omeid kaparetz is aser. Because that's the only way why it wouldn't work.
But the Ritva is saying it the other way around. He's saying it's the other way around.
It's not that kind of a koshkin. He's saying...
Right. It's not a quantitative one.
Not a quantitative one, right. It's not like a kal v'chomer. Well, you could say it's like a kal v'chomer, but kal v'chomer means that it's the same exact thing, just bigger. It's not two separate theories. It's the same theory being expressed in a greater quantity over here. If I tell you that an equal can't be mevatel an equal, then a lesser can't be mevatel a greater. And certainly a lesser can't be mevatel a greater. If I told you an equal can't be mevatel an equal, then certainly a lesser can't be mevatel a greater. Right? Now, the fact that he's not talking about tziruf means he's looking at entities. Right? Entities. That's the whole underlying idea of mishtei ruchos doesn't work because you're looking in terms of entities. So he's saying that's also the underlying concept of omeid kaparetz not working. It's an interesting idea. I don't think the Rashba learns this way. I think the Rashba holds it not necessarily linked, but the Rashba gets very complicated. Let's think through the Ritva a little more.